Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The White House is considering invoking executive privilege to prevent former White House counsel Don McGahn from testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the president is not happy that the investigations didn't stop with special counsel Robert Mueller.
The presidential complaints via tweet have been plentiful in recent days. Now President Trump is pushing back on a House Judiciary Committee subpoena sent to former White House counsel Don McGahn, who featured prominently in the Mueller report section on obstruction of justice.
The subpoena is ridiculous. I have been the most transparent president and administration in the history of our country by far.
White House aides say executive privilege is on the table, though they may also employ other legal strategies to prevent McGahn from testifying. President Trump says he's had enough with being investigated.
And I thought after 2 years, we'd be finished with it. No, now the House goes and starts subpoenaing. They want to know every deal I've ever done.
Congressional Democrats have no intention of letting up. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
More Americans got tax refunds this year than did last year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the average tax refund was slightly smaller than in 2018.
Many Americans were surprised early in the tax filing season to discover they'd be getting a smaller refund than they expected. And there were loud complaints from taxpayers who actually owed the government money. That's because of changes in the new tax law, which took effect last year, and the way those changes were reflected in the tax withholding tables, which employers use to collect taxes throughout the year with every paycheck. Now that the tax filing deadline has come and gone, the IRS says about 300,000 more taxpayers got refunds this year than did in 2018. The average size of the refunds was down, but only by about $55. The tax changes did appear to generate more questions. Visits this year to the IRS website jumped by about 9%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
New Jersey authorities announced today they arrested 16 men in a sting operation to catch child predators. New Jersey Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says many of the defendants had jobs with access to children.
Some by nature of their jobs, others because they held positions of public trust. The list of defendants includes a police officer, a high school teacher, a minister, a dental hygienist, and drivers for Uber and Lyft.
He says they use social media and dating apps in an attempt to set up sexual encounters with children. They thought they were communicating with young teenagers, but were instead talking to undercover officers, who arrested them when they showed up at the meeting place. Stocks lost ground today. The Dow was down 59 points. The Nasdaq closed down 18 points, and the S&P was down 6. This is NPR. The former head coach of the men's tennis team at the University of Texas at Austin pleaded guilty today as part of the college bribery scandal. Michael Center had accepted $100,000 to designate an applicant with limited tennis experience as a tennis recruit. Center could be sentenced to as long as 21 months in prison. Prosecutors agreed to recommend a lighter sentence if he cooperates in their investigation. The World Health Organization has issued new guidelines for screen time and physical activity for babies and young children. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports.
Unlike recommendations from the U.S. government, the WHO specifically limits the amount of time children should be restrained. That is, how much time babies and kids spend strapped into car seats, strollers, high chairs, or baby carriers. The WHO says kids under age 5 shouldn't be restrained for more than an hour at a time. Kids older than 1 should have at least 3 hours of physical play every day. In terms of screen time, the WHO recommends caregivers wait until kids are 2 years old to introduce screens. Then, screen time should be limited to less than an hour each day. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
Facebook says it expects to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion. The Federal Trade Commission says the company violated a 2011 consent decree in which it promised to give consumers clear and prominent notice when sharing data with others. The FTC says Facebook shared information on 87 million users with the British company Cambridge Analytica. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.